A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 8. The first creative act was the reproduction of God, the reproduction of potential energy. And in the very next moment, the birth of kinetic energy. This was the Big Bang, and this preceded the birth of time concepts. The creative mind had to expand first before it started to create. Was there a creative mind who created the creative mind? Was there a God who then created a God network? The answer is yes. This is how it works. There is stillness, and then, at the conclusion of the dormant period, there is an explosion, a big bang, if you will. And then there are new parts of God, new prototypes, and a new creation period is ready to be ushered in. Time begins again, only to eventually stop again. Then, after hundreds of millions of years in potential time, there's another Big Bang, more Godheads, a new beginning of time, a new creative period, and then stillness. This has gone on and on like this, so now we can answer the question. Was there time before time? The answer is yes. As you can see, we are getting very close to the cessation of time once again. This explains a lot of what you see and experience in your world. This explains the intensity. This explains all of the outreach concerning Christ awareness, Christ consciousness, and Christ manifestation. The Hebrew Bible should have new light shed on it, because the creation story in Genesis has some good attempts at explaining all of this. It got the part about God resting on the seventh day right. Now, we will go in deeper.